This is a special broadcast from the Rodale Institute radio studios at Lehigh Valley Public Media.
Happy holidays. I'm Brad Klein of Lehigh Valley Public Media. Music has been a vital force at Lehigh University since shortly after its founding in 1865. This year, the university has been celebrating 150 years of singing at Lehigh. It all culminates this month with a gathering of about 200 musicians, instrumentalists, and vocalists at the historic and breathtaking Packer Memorial Church in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. The concert begins in darkness with only the small candles held by a procession of singers as they walk down the long nave. They pass along pews filled to capacity with a hushed audience. Coming up, I'll speak with Stephen Sammets, the director and conductor of the event. He shared those responsibilities with his university colleague, Sunmin Lee. It's been called a musical gift to the Lehigh Valley, and we're pleased to share it with you. Now, the singers are all in place. The vast, dark space is warmed by the flickering glow of candles. You're in for a treat. WLVR and Lehigh University Choral Arts present Christmas Vespers, a 150th anniversary celebration.
So great a gift, oh my soul, oh my soul.
You're listening to Lehigh University Choral Arts Christmas Vespers, a 150th anniversary celebration. I'm Brad Klein, and I recently had a chance to speak with the director of this event, conductor and composer Stephen Sammets. He's been on the faculty of Lehigh University since 1979, and he shared conducting responsibilities for this Christmas Vespers program with colleague Professor Sun Min Lee. I asked him about his choice of the American folk song, What Wondrous Love, which opened the program.
This particular Christmas Vespers, we are celebrating 150 years of singing at Lehigh, and many of the pieces that are on the program are traditional favorites that have been done over the years with Lehigh Choral Arts. And Wondrous Love is a piece I arranged for Choral Arts a number of years ago, and we thought it might be nice to bring it back to start this program.
Vespers, of course, refers to the evening prayer service in a diverse group of Christian denominations. Is Vespers particularly attractive to musicians or composers?
Vespers has become a rather generic name for any kinds of concerts with religious content that are held in the evening, because Vespers originally was an evening part of the monastic hours, but has become, in our time, something more of just a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling that you can have in the afternoon or early evening listening to music and feeling a spirit.
It has a more spiritual connotation than cocktail hour.
Probably, yes.
So there are four different choral groups involved in this production, right?
Yes, Lehigh Choral Arts is comprised of four ensembles. The University Choir, which is our mixed undergraduate ensemble. Our women's group, Dolce, which is led by my colleague Sun Min Lee. I conduct the Men's Glee Club, and we have a wonderful community outreach group that also includes students and faculty and staff of Lehigh called the Choral Union, which is celebrating its 35th anniversary this year.
And that's the biggest group of those four, right?
That is. The Choral Union has about 150 members, and when you put everybody together, we're just over 200.
And it's also an opportunity for alumni, if I'm not mistaken, to stay involved in the choral program at Lehigh.
Yes, alumni may participate in any aspect of choral arts, really. But this particular year, we invited alumni back to help us culminate this celebration of 150 years of singing. And we had over 100 alumni actually attend this, and about 30 of them were singing with us. So we had a very full stage.
That's fantastic. It's part of what made it such a great event is the diversity of ages. And it's not just a student production.
Choral arts is a multi-generational choral kind of approach. And the great part about it is if you sing when you're 20, you can still be singing when you're in your 80s. So it is a lifetime kind of enjoyment and way of fulfilling your spirit.
You're listening to WLVR's presentation of Lehigh University Choral Arts Christmas Vespers. We'll hear more from director and conductor Stephen Sammets later in the program, which continues now with Ave Maria by the 20th century German composer Franz Biebel.
Thank you. What you gonna call your pretty little baby? What you gonna call your pretty little baby? What you gonna call your pretty little baby? Born in Bethlehem. Some say to call him Prince of Peace. Some say to call him Prince of Peace. Some say to call him Prince of Peace, born in Bethlehem. I think I'll call him Jesus. I think I'll call him Jesus. I think I'll call him Jesus, born in Bethlehem. Born in Bethlehem.
An African-American spiritual sung by Daniel Amankwatia. I'm Brad Klein, and I'm speaking with the Artistic Director of Choral Activities at Lehigh University, Stephen Sammets. I asked him about the beautiful melodic variations within that performance.
I actually encouraged Daniel to play with it a little bit because he's very good at that, and it's in the style of what you would kind of want for spirituals are still a living form, even though they are one of the testaments to spiritual strength in our time because they come from such a dark time of our history. Daniel was great, and he kind of did just the right thing. It was a beautiful touch.
It really was. You could see him really digging deep in that performance.
Yeah.
One of your own compositions was Angel Fire, which followed What Are You Going to Call That Pretty Little Baby? Tell me about that composition.
Angel Fire is a piece that was commissioned by the National Cathedral in 2002 for the choir of the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., and the Washington Brass. So this is a piece that the challenge was to write something that would sound very large for choir and be with a big brass ensemble, and I couldn't find a text, so I ended up writing the text for Angel Fire, which is not usual for me, and then setting something in the Anglican tradition because the National Cathedral is a very Anglican kind of traditional place. Mm. So what resulted was a kind of 7-minute tour de force for brass and very large choir on the idea that Gabriel comes down and basically brings heavenly fire through his trumpet.
This is a special broadcast from the Rodale Institute radio studios at Lehigh Valley Public Media.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Public Media's presentation of Christmas Vespers by Lehigh University Choral Arts. We'll hear more from director and conductor Stephen Sammets later in the program, which continues with his own composition, which functions as something of a centerpiece for this program, Angel Fire.
Yeah.
I'm Brad Klein. That piece, Ubi Caritas, was sung in Latin, but written in 1999 by the Norwegian composer Ola Jelo. It was performed by the women's ensemble Dolce, conducted by Sun Min Lee. The program continues with two pieces, sung in Russian. I asked artistic director Stephen Sametz about them.
The Russian choral tradition is one of the great treasures of the planet, especially particularly in the 19th century into the 20th century, works of Rachmaninoff, works of Chesnokov. Singers love to do this. Russian is a very open language. And the piece we did on this, Spasenie, Salvation is Created, is often done. Again, it's one of the pieces that we brought back because we love this piece. We preceded that with a piece we've maybe done once, Oshinash, which is a setting of the Our Father by Kidrov. But if you are a singing aficionado, Russian music sings to you. It is one of the great, great, beautiful sonorities.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Public Media's presentation of Lehigh University Choral Arts, Christmas Vespers. This beautiful program of choral music ended, as it began, with a candle-lit recessional. But before that, a Lehigh choral tradition, a unique arrangement of Lo, How a Rose by artistic director Stephen Sametz. I asked him what it feels like to have his own compositions and arrangements performed around the world.
It makes me think I'm a composer. all my training is as a conductor. So I'm a kind of accidental composer. And a lot of it is just because I have holes in the program and I need to write something. So there's a lot of just practicality in writing for these groups. And if what comes out is something people like, then we all win.
A deadline composer. Any
Absolutely.
Journalist can respect that.
There you go.
The final selection before the recessional has a special place in the traditions of the event. And as I understand it, in your own time at Lehigh, tell us about Lo, How a Rose.
Well, Lo, How a Rose has been sung at Lehigh since probably the 1950s. My predecessor, who was much beloved, Robert Cutler, who was always known as Boss, when he came in 1954, they used to sing Silent Night, and he just didn't like Silent Night. So he started doing the Michael Pretorius setting of Lo, How a Rose at the end of every Vespers, and the guys, at that time all guys, loved it. And when I arrived, I thought, oh, this is a great tradition, but I'm going to make a new arrangement. So somehow I got myself into making a new arrangement for the choir every year for the last 40 years. So I have a lot of variations on Lo, How a Rose, and this particular variation included the handbells, because we had those this year, and it's quite contemplative. It's a piece that seems to unfold continuously. I just mean that the Lo, How a Rose, the hymn, which dates back to the 16th century, seems to have just many, many possibilities, to me at least, as a composer. So it's been very interesting doing all these variations.
So when you arrange it each year, do you mean the orchestration is different each year, or the melody of the
No, the melody is always choir. There. The melody is what we start with, and that's what goes back to the 16th century. And even the Pretorius that is traditional is an arrangement of a melody that came before Pretorius started doing that in the 16th century. So the hymn itself dates way back. And I give it a new choral setting every year. Sometimes it includes instruments and sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes it sounds contemporary and sometimes it sounds a little older. And sometimes it has men and women responding to each other or offstage choirs. It's just a very interesting...
It's a fantastic tradition.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a present I give to the choir every year. Just like, and here's what we're going to do this year with this.
Thank you.
We hope that you've enjoyed our presentation of Lehigh University Choral Arts Christmas Vespers, a 150th anniversary celebration. I'd like to thank the Artistic Director of Choral Activities at Lehigh, Stephen Sametz, for speaking with us about this program. He shared conducting duties with his colleague at Lehigh, Sun Min Lee. Audio recording by Sam Ward. I'm Brad Klein. From all of us at Lehigh Valley Public Media, thanks for listening and happy holidays.
This has been a special broadcast from the Rodale Institute Radio Studios at Lehigh Valley Public Media.